All right, good evening. You're listening to the Dark and Tiki podcast on June 14th, 2010. I will be your host, Carlos Rossi, and I will be discussing with you my sick fascination with the tiki world and the more darker side of the way I view all this. I'll be covering a lot of music, some drinks, a lot of films, some bars that I happen to go to, and possibly some people that I meet along the way. So right now you're listening to a track from a band called Borend Under Club de Gore, and they're a German band. Been around for quite some time, probably late 90s and some early conceptions, going from a very dark, almost kind of like a Sun-O kind of vibe, but as you can see, the sound now is quite more sophisticated, and what I would consider probably in that amazing Twin Peaks fashion, Angelo Badalamenti. And this particular song is the third track on their Gore Motel album. And it's just called Track 3. And this record is one of my top picks from this band. And yeah, like I said, I will be covering a lot of music that I discover. This one's fairly new, but there's a lot of things from the past that I'll be digging up as well. So with that said, I'll just basically kind of jump into it here and just kind of go over, you know, some of the things that I've recently discovered within this whole fascination. You know, coming from a background as myself, you know, listening to, you know, a lot more darker themed music and in all various aspects. You know, you start to realize that I think almost every subgenre, every subculture has a darkness. And I'm basically just trying to figure out some more of that within this whole tiki subgenre that just completely fascinates me, like I keep saying. So, going to the actual traditional sense of this whole, you know, popularity, like I said, the music that basically kind of pushed this lifestyle to the mainstream will be, you know, those Martin Denny, Les Baxter, Arthur Lyman, all of these Exotica records that were just very chipper, they were very island-esque, they provided, you know, this amazing sense of, in my opinion, almost like surrealist that, you know, listening to these records, I mean, in a time where, you know, music was so important and just so deep, and listening to how these songs were crafted, and they would provide a great sense of feeling like you were on an island, you know, complete with the waves and traditional instruments, and, you know, the even the record covers just, you know, showing this amazing nature of island living. And I think that's one of my favorite parts of collecting these records, is that a lot of those record covers always had this just really cool island style, you know, girls and volcanoes and fire. And then you move on to the whole, like, Afro style with the, you know, African drums and congos, and they all just kind of did depict a little bit of, like, this really creepy vibe. And I think Les Baxter's records were always the ones that I found had the best cover art. I think one of my favorite ones was Ritual of Savage, that my girlfriend actually picked up for me, and seeing that on the cover was actually, it's really cool, because it's just all these really great tiki masks, and it's very dark colors, and, you know, basically just the reason why I'm creating this whole blog and podcast, and just kind of memoir of all these things I start to collect. Another thing as well that I've been going with on all of this has just been fashion. You know, you start to look at a lot of people out there, whether it was, you know, early Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and, you know, you would see people like Nick Cave and Mick Harvey, Kid Congo Powers. Most of those guys always rocked Hawaiian shirts. I mean, maybe for more of a fashion sense, but, you know, as far as I can concern, you can still feel this sort of mambo, calypso, tango feel in some essences of their music. And, you know, I was very fascinated with that. I remember just trying to emulate that from seeing, you know, early videos of Nick Cave and just thinking, wow, seeing him rock a Hawaiian shirt made me feel like it was okay for me to rock a Hawaiian shirt. You know, then jumping into the whole fashion thing, you know, I tend to hunt for black Hawaiian shirts with, in some cases, just really bizarre print. And I've been fairly successful at finding some really interesting clothing to sort of match this whole lifestyle. And basically, I'll just kind of get into that some other day. What else can I enlighten you with? I've begun to collect a pretty obscene amount of mugs, which again is, you know, another one of those points that go with this whole subculture. I don't know what it is. I think it's just after you've spent most of your teenage into adult life collecting records, it's kind of nice to go on the hunt for something else. And, you know, just like spending a ton of money on records, some of these mugs just go for ridiculous amounts of money. And, you know, I sometimes don't have a problem paying for them, in the sense that as long as they're aesthetically amazing and, you know, a little bit more into my style, I'll definitely pay for that just to own it and have it sitting on my bar at home. And I have a problem even taking that to my favorite bar to parade it around, which I've gotten a lot of compliments from some of my more unique mugs. And I'll talk about that some other time as well, I'm sure, with all the different places that I buy mugs, companies and sorts, sculptors that I've met and read about. So basically, I'll just kind of let this song play out a little bit, and I will continue on my rant. Alright, and so that was Boren and Der Club de Gore with the third track from their Gore Motel record. I'm just queuing up another song here just to kind of give you guys a little bit more of some of the music that I'm compiling for my compilation that I'm making. Just basically calling it Dark and Tiki Volume 1 or Tiki Noir. I can't seem to decide which one. And I'll be uploading that on my blog hopefully sometime this week or next. Just make it for you guys to download or figure out whichever way is better. And I'm just trying to basically kind of give you guys some of the soundtracks that I use in my day and evenings. Evenings more often. And this next record that I have is by... it's actually just one guy, and he goes by the name Heroin and Your Veins. And I want to say he's from the East Coast, and he has a record, two records, called, first record he released, I believe, is called Dead People's Trails, and then he also has a fairly recent release, which is called Nausea, and he... also does very similar to what Boren is doing in that Angelo Badalamenti style of Twin Peaks music. And I just recently discovered this artist via Last.fm, which is a blessing to any one of you that is out there and is a complete music nerd like myself and just finds himself in a struggle finding new artists. So... this particular song that I'm playing for you is called Sand in Lungs, and it's from that first release of his, Dead People's Trails. And I'm gonna go ahead and just kind of let this one play in a little bit as well for you guys to listen to. And so far so good. Thank you. Alright, so once again, that was a track from Heroin in Your Veins. And yeah, so looks like I've had your attention for the past, almost 20 minutes or so. And just kind of filling you in now on just a few things that I'll be up to. If you're local and you live in the Los Angeles area, there is one timeless restaurant that's in the city of Rosemead, and it's called Bahuka. And I grew up in El Monte when I was a kid, and Rosemead was one of the next cities over. And for the longest time, I always remember coming up the street that Bahuka was on, and you had to turn a left to get over to Rosemead High School. And when I was growing up, I remember they were filming The Wonder Years at that school. I don't know if I'm completely dating myself doing that, but, I mean, hell, I'm only 30 years old, so. So this restaurant has always sat there. It's kind of like going up into a fork in the road, and just under the light was the entrance into their driveway, and this restaurant would sit there and just loom back at you, and this giant dark wood and very nautical themed exterior. And for the longest time, I never ever set foot into this place. I just figured this is probably some shithole restaurant that nobody would go eat at. Little did I know, it's, you know, still like that shithole, but it is an amazing shithole. They have over 100 aquariums inside of this place. I mean, it is something out of a Lynch movie. I mean, it's very strange. And a good friend of mine, Steve Kelly, was the person that told me to go and sit in one particular person's section. And that person's name is Chico. Again, if you're a local and you have means to go to Bahuka, I challenge you to go sit in Chico's section and not feel completely weirded out. Not a bad weirded out. Chico has this kind of really strange vibe to him. I sat there and had dinner with my girlfriend and proceeded to drink a giant bowl drink, basically, that are typically served in a ceramic bowl. Ours came in what seemed like a wooden salad bowl from the 70s. And this one drink completely knocked us on our asses. And even then, arriving to the restaurant where we did go, it was pouring rain out. And I just had this complete hair up my ass to just go there, and I made my poor girlfriend drive through this ridiculous storm to get there, only to walk in and sit down and realize that not only is this place closing early, but we had about, maybe 45 minutes, a little less than an hour to come inside, eat, and drink. So, again, just kind of, you know, summing that all up, the place is great. And this weekend, they're unveiling a new mug, which was designed by a gentleman named Sven Kirsten. And this guy is notoriously known for some of his amazing mugs. The guy has, written and produced several books, which I've owned a couple now. And one in particular, The Book of Tiki. You know, if you're kind of new to all this, go ahead and just Google that and look at what that book fetches on Amazon. And this is for the hardback. I want to say they just recently reprinted it on a paperback. But if you could find the hardback for less than $100, then let me know so I can buy it. Because the hardback is just completely sought after. And just recently, I was at, kind of talking about local places. In Whittier, there's a store called Oceanic Arts. And this is for, again, if you're a new person into this and you don't know Oceanic Arts, you need to do yourself a favor and drive to Whittier and take a look at this place. It is amazing at the stuff they have, from, mugs to tiki bars to, you know, carvings to lights to decor. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It is any diehard tiki guy's wet dream. So, or women. And, yeah, so just kind of going back to that whole thing this weekend, that party starts at 5:30, probably will go on till about 10, and should be a lot of fun. Sven's going to be there signing stuff, and I'm just looking forward to meeting this guy that's obviously from Sweden and is a huge, well-known, tiki, connoisseur, I guess is a better word to use. So, and hopefully that the people from Tiki Farm, which are the major distributor of Tiki Mugs, not the stupid Facebook game, but the actual company, I assume all those guys will need to be there as well. So, it'll be fun to meet a few new people and maybe meet some of you that may even care about the stupid blog that I'm doing. But again, this is my first podcast, so I don't expect, a bunch of people coming out there and actually knowing what I'm talking about. But I'm going to get another song going here just to kind of fill in a little bit more time. And I do believe that I'm going to keep these fairly short because there's probably only so much about this that I can talk about. So the next track that I have for you is by a band from Europe, which is called the Kilimanjaro Doom Jazz Ensemble, Dark Jazz Ensemble. There's actually two bands that are from this same group of musicians. Their other alter ego is called the Mount Fuji Doom Jazz Corporation, which they fairly perform a lot of the similar music. And this particular track that I've got about to go is, I want to say it's their reinterpretation of another song, which is called Palace of the Tiger Woman. Pretty epic title. And this track stuck out to me because, again, thanks to Last.fm, I was just trying to discover more of a darker, exotica, lounge kind of sound without getting too on the, was showing in the typical tracks, this real just kind of dark, jazzy side. But this particular band hit me right in the face with just this amazing, very, very just primitive Martin Denny-style exotica. Has that whole kind of setup with the vibes and the live instrumentation and the percussion and, a little bit of synth in there just to get modern. And apparently this band has an amazing live show as well. So this will be a band that hopefully in the future I can discover live. Or maybe they will come to the States and maybe I can make things happen for them here. I'm a pretty big fan. They have, like I said, a couple releases under their belt. This one is from a remixes album, I guess, where it's basically Kavakon versus the Kilimanjaro Dark Jazz Ensemble. And this is an amazing track, and just really glad I could share all this with you. And, if you know me in real life, you know how to get a hold of me. I can get you more information on all these bands and any new recent discoveries. But like I said, I will be including this on my next compilation, which I'll be releasing hopefully fairly soon. And just for you guys to be able to kind of listen to a lot of this music that I'm just accumulating. I just love to share. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put on that track now and let you guys just kind of check out the Kilimanjaro Dark Jazz Ensemble. We'll be right back. All right. So yeah, as you can see, that's a pretty amazing track by that band, and I'm really glad that I got to play just a couple of my favorite tracks and give you guys a little bit of information here. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this first podcast. And I promise in the future I won't sound so nasally. I have a stuffy nose, but I didn't want that to stop me from just doing this tonight. And, you know, the next one I'll maybe include some of my amazing trick recipes. And, yeah, just a couple more interesting stories that I'll probably be encountering this week. So, again, thanks for listening to the Stark and Tiki podcast. And I will see you guys again. Thanks.